The black boy went back into the station, and we saw him telling the nurse. She smashed the phone down in the cradle and came out the door with the black boy hot after her. A lock of her hair had broken loose from beneath her white cap and fell across her face like wet ashes. She was sweating between her eyebrows and under her nose. She demanded we tell her where the eloper had gone. She was answered with a chorus of laughter, and her eyes went around the men. "So, he's not gone, is he? Harding, he's still here, on the ward, isn't he? Tell me. Seafelt, tell me." She darted the eyes out with every word, stabbing at the men's faces, but the men were immune to her poison. Their eyes met hers. Their grins mocked the old confident smile she had lost.
"Washington, Warren, come with me for room check."
We rose and followed as the three of them went along, unlocking the lab, the tub room, the doctor's office. Scanlon covered his grin with his knotty hand and whispered, "Hey, ain't it gonna be some joke on old Billy?" We all nodded.
"And Billy's not the only one it's gonna be a joke on, now that I think about it. Remember who's in there?"
The nurse reached the door of the seclusion room at the end of the hall. We pushed up close to see, crowding and craning to peep over the big nurse and the two black boys as she unlocked it and swung it open. It was dark in the windowless room. There was a squeak and a scuffle in the dark, and the nurse reached out, flicked the light down on Billy and the girl where they were blinking up from that mattress on the floor like two owls from a nest. The nurse ignored the howl of laughter behind her.
"William Bibbit!"
She tried so hard to sound cold and stern.
"William Bibbit!"
"Good morning, Miss Ratched," Billy said, not even making any move to get up and button his pajamas. He took the girl's hand in his and grinned.
"This is Candy."
The nurse's tongue clucked in her bony throat.
"Oh, Billy, 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 I'm so ashamed for you."
Billy wasn't awake enough to respond much to her shaming, and the girl was fussing around looking under the mattress for her nylons, moving slow and warm-looking after sleep. Every so often she would stop her dreamy fumbling and look up and smile at the icy figure of the nurse standing there with her arms crossed, then feel to see if her sweater was buttoned, and go back to tugging for her nylon caught between the mattress and the tile floor. They both moved like fat cats full of warm milk, lazy in the sun. I guess they were still fairly drunk, too.
"Oh, Billy,"
the nurse said, like she was so disappointed she might break down and cry.
"A woman like this, a cheap, low, painted..."
"Courtesan," Harding suggested. "Jezebel?"
The nurse turned and tried to nail him with her eyes, but he just went on.